Time now for our video pick of the week. Flora Lichtman, our multimedia editor, is here. Welcome, Flora.
Hi, Ira. Thanks.
What have we got this week? It's nothing with a skin on it, peeling back or something.
Kind of. Depends on what kind of look you give it. But this week, the video is about engineering artificial cilia. And just as a little recap reminder, think of a paramecium.
Right.
And the little hairs on the outside of it,
right,
that propel it around, that,
right,
sort of flap around in the its environment and move it. Those are cilia.
Those are cilia. Little hairy things.
So you might be thinking, why make artificial cilia?
Why do you, right.
In fact, I had this kind of funny miscommunication with the lead author, Zvonimir Dojic, who I said, you know, it reminds me of sort of a prosthesis. And he was like, well, I don't think we're going to be doing transplants.
But he's making artificial cilia.
Yeah, so he's making these artificial things because cilia, it turns out, and flagella, which are the same structures, are really complicated. There are 650 different proteins,
wow,
in these structures. And their trademark feature for most of them is that they flap spontaneously. They sort of wave around,
mm-hmm,
on their own. No one's controlling that.
And there are no nerves in there that are clicking them off or anything.
No master control. So
wow,
the question is, what is it about this structure that produces this motion? But it's so complicated that he wondered, you know, could we do a cheap knockoff, basically?
I'll see it on 47th Street here.
Yeah, exactly, on the tables.
Right. Silly, I got real silly. But so he actually made artificial cilia, so he coated things with it?
Yeah, so they're way simpler. They're four ingredients only. And he stuck them to air bubbles, and they automatically attach. You put them in a petri dish, and then they'll just stick to these air bubbles. And it turns out that they, too, even the simpler knockoff version, will do this flapping motion. So they think that they've gotten some clues into why, mm-hmm, why this works.
So on our video pick of the week, which is up there on our website at sciencefriday.com, you actually narrate this whole beautiful, they're actually pretty looking thing.
They're really beautiful.
Yeah.
They're like it's like the sun's corona is sort of what it reminded me of. If you didn't know the scale, you might think it was from outer space.
The scale is really tiny.
Really tiny. I think the longest one they made was like the width of a human hair. That's the length. So they're really small. And they only last for like 24 hours before they degrade.
I just find it wild that he can actually create basically artificial, mechanical, waving little things on cilia.
Yeah, exactly. It's really neat. He wondered if, you know, maybe for future materials.
Right.
Because they'll move debris along. You know, part of them, he describes it as, when you put a lot of them together, as like the wave in a football stadium. When you,
right,
see people doing the wave, right? That's what they sort of look like when they're together.
Are they coordinating with each other? Are they,
yeah,
waving at the same time?
They push each other along. So it's a little, it's almost creepy because, you know, they seem very coordinated even though they're absolutely fabricated artificial things.
He didn't tell you where he goes from here.
They want to build like more and more complicated versions. I mean, he said actually that his don't, like any imitation, it's not quite as good as the original.
Right.
They're a lot slower than,
right,
real cilia.
Right.
So the idea is, can you build them up?
That's
make,
right,
them even better.
All right, we'll wait for the sequel. Sequel to Cilia on Science Friday.
Yeah.
Thank you, Flora.
Thanks, Sarah.
And you can see that video pick of the week. It's up there on our website at sciencefriday.com, and you can actually take it with you. Watch it. Take it with you on your iPhone or iPod and take it and watch it later. Our program is produced by our senior producer, Annette Heiss. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora Lichtman is our multimedia editor. Our producers are Christopher Intagliata, Catherine Wales, Alessio Bayak. Sam Flato is our production assistant. Our intern is Ian Chant. Neil Rauch is our technical director at the controls here in New York. And if you missed, as I say, any part of our program, you want to see the videos, go up to our website at sciencefriday.com. You can download them. They'll automatically go for you all the time if you go to iTunes and subscribe to the audio and video podcasts. Go to our website and click on that Science Friday iPhone and Android little icons there, and you can download those things to take along with you. I'm Ira Flato in New York.